survey, majority support anti-groomer laws like Florida's parental rights in education law. By Hannah Blow on April 30, 2022. Most likely voters support anti-groomer laws such as Florida's parental rights in education law, a survey from the Federalist/Susquehanna released this week revealed. The survey, taken April 19 to 27, 2022, among 800 likely voters, presented respondents with the following. Florida recently passed a law prohibiting public school teachers from introducing sexual topics to elementary school children without parental consent. Do you support or oppose proposals that protect young children from being exposed to sexual topics by school employees without parental consent or knowledge? The vast majority, 70%, said they support such laws designed to protect children, and of those, 61% strongly support it. Less than a quarter, 23%, said they oppose such measures, and of those, 11% strongly oppose. The survey has a +3.46 margin of error and comes 1 month after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed the parental rights law, which prohibits classroom discussions on sexual orientation and gender identity for children in kindergarten through third grade. Radical leftists and members of the establishment media famously mischaracterized the bill, as activists and opponents falsely referred to the legislation as "Don't Say Gay," despite the fact that the word does not even appear once in the bill. They support sexualizing kids in kindergarten. They support injecting woke gender ideology into second-grade classrooms. They support enabling schools to transition students to a different gender without the knowledge of the parent, much less without the parent's consent, DeSantis said at the time, lambasting his critics. The legislation sparked a war with woke Disney, which repeated the fake news catchphrase "Don't Say Gay" and criticized the governor for signing the law. Disney, as a result, identified the law's repeal as a company goal. Florida lawmakers have since opted to abolish Disney's corporate district, the Reedy Creek Improvement District. DeSantis said the move makes it clear that the supposedly family-friendly company should not run its own government.